Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
All right, the winning streak is up to a season-high 6 straight games. The Royals take the opener from the Detroit Tigers. 5-2, our final score, and they never trailed in this game. It may have been slightly... You may have been slightly antsy later on in the contest, but the Royals... saw the lead trimmed to 1 in the 7th inning, but Steven Cruz gets the job done and wiggles out of that 7th inning jam. Cruz comes back out for the 8th, and Nate Pearson shuts the door in the 9th. Royals win 5-2 thanks to, yes, two solid frames in the final 2 innings from the top 2 arms in that bullpen. But the reason why they won this game today: 3 solo home runs and a defensive clinic put on by the Kansas City Royals. Now, defensive clinics by the boys in blue, it's nothing new in these parts, right? We've been watching a above average defense for well more than a decade now, but man, everyone contributing to this one tonight. I'm hoping you're able to contribute to this show tonight as the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Now, what I want to know from you is this. What about this streak is real? Now, I'm not going to sit here and pull out my pom-poms and start talking about how it's division title or bust in 2027. Now, I'm not going to do what I may have done years ago as a younger man, and that is fire the people up as almost 30,000 made their way to the ballpark tonight. The 4th largest crowd of the season sees the Royals win a 6th straight game. And you can no longer dismiss the opponent. Right, this isn't the lowly Angels or the dreadful Athletics. This is a Tiger ball club that still very much believes it's in the race. It's a Tiger ball club that you've been looking up at in the standings for months now. Now, you can no longer dismiss the winning streak as one bad team beating up on another bad team. No, this was an all-around quality effort today, beginning on the mound, of course. It always begins on the mound. Noah Cameron and the relievers I mentioned. But the defensive show that Vinny put on at first base, that Kyle Isbell, by the way, Kyle Isbell to me is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Not only does Izzy hit the first of those three home runs with a solo job in the fifth, but Izzy also made three sensational plays out in center field. So Kyle Isbell is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. So what I want to know from you is, what aspects, what facets of this streak are you believing in? Now, maybe it is just the streak. You know, maybe it is the team. Now, I'm not trying to dissuade you if you're all in on the Royals. The 2026 Royals, the 2027 Royals. No, I just want to know, how much of it are you buying? What facet of the streak are you believing? 913-586-7965. Where I would begin answering that question, my first response is Vinny Pasquantino. The Pasquatch, who I said on Monday, I don't think we're going to see much power. Nah, you know what? Coming off that hamate bone surgery mid-season, it's just so difficult to refine your swing and your timing, and most certainly it's difficult to find your power. Well, here we are. Vinny has now played five games since returning, and he has five extra base hits. He's 9-for-19 and looks like the 3,100 guy we've seen, not just last year, but the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. That's what he looks like right now at the dish. Vinny with a one-out double in the fourth inning, and he would come around to score the Royals' first run in the fourth inning. And then Vinny goes 409 feet over the bullpen in right field for a leadoff bomb in the sixth inning. Vinny also making a beautiful pick to bail out John Schreiber in the seventh inning. A beautiful pick at first base. Also made a handful of other nice snags over there at first base. So to me, when I look at this winning streak, these six games, the first thing that comes to my mind as far as what I'm a believer in, what I believe is real about this winning streak, I'm going to begin with Vinny Pasquantino. 913-586-7965. How about you? 913-586-7965. Maybe it's Noah Cameron. Now, Noah Cameron has appeared in two of these six games during the winning streak. Throws the one-hit shutout to start the winning streak. And now tonight, Noah Cameron spins five innings of two-hit baseball to extend the hitting streak. Man, I have some eye-popping numbers, maybe some ear-jarring numbers when it comes to Noah Cameron and what the 27-year-old left-hander's been able to do since really a month ago, right, when he took on this Detroit team at Comerica Park. Yeah, I have some jaw-dropping numbers when it comes to Noah Cameron, and I'll offer some clarity on the St. Joseph product coming up in a matter of moments. But first, I want to hear from you. Again, 913-586-7965. Let's go to John in Roland Park. John, you're hitting leadoff on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, so you said that Noah Cameron was a good pitcher, but we have all sorts of good pitchers. But I'm also allowing you to say that the closers of the bullpen are good too.
Great. Let's go to Jackson in Lenexa. Jackson, please do better than that.
Hey, Vern. I know it's been a tough season, but even though we have a 0.1% chance to make the playoffs, it makes me feel good that we have a semi-chance to believe. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. We go to Andrew in Overland Park. Andrew, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as the Royals win 5-2. Go ahead. Andrew, what's happening? Oh, we lost Andrew. Let's try John in Overland Park. John, you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. You know, at this point in the season, I just like to go game by game, but what I take from this is I just hope we are building the confidence for Cags and Carter Jensen. I love seeing them on offense, and it's great to see Izzy back.
No doubt, no doubt. John, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. I was talking so much about Vinny Pasquantino. Here's what he had to say moments ago on the field with Joel Goldberg on Royals TV.
What's been the key for the team and the offense this week?
Just been having really good at-bats, making pitchers work, doing our thing. It helps when the crowd is like this, right? I mean, Friday night here feels like a playoff game right now. So, things have been clicking a little bit. We're just, you know, we're working really hard, just trying to have good at-bats. You know, like we say every night, got to get to tomorrow now.
I want to ask you a little bit more about that crowd and the environment. And every game against the Tigers has been close. This is one of the more lopsided games in terms of score, but it went down to the wire just like all of them. You guys are playing like a playoff team. The crowd is acting like a playoff crowd. What has that done for you?
I mean, it's amazing. It's easy to play when fans are like this, right? You just try to just soak it in and just enjoy it while you can. I was joking with some people down the first baseline. I thought they were booing me earlier in the game. Found out they were saying nice things, which was kind of cool. So it's just amazing. The environment's been great. We've been playing really well. Just want to keep it going.
There you go. Vinny Pasquantino on the field after the game with the great Joel Goldberg of Royals TV. Royals win 5-2. Vinny Pasquantino, one of three lefties to go bridge tonight. Speaking of, let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk to the Kansas City Kid who went 443. Are you freaking kidding? 443 to dead center field. He's the rookie, Carter Jensen. Carter, great job out there tonight. Thank you very much for the time. Did you feel that one coming off the bat? Because, boy, that thing was pretty.
No, not really. I think whenever you catch a ball flush like that, it's just kind of, you feel maybe a little bit of a, like a vibration or something, but no, you kind of just take your swing, you hear the crack of the bat, and you just kind of watch it go.
Now, maybe I've been too distracted and watching replays after you hit your bombs, but the Hezzy going around third base, is that a new addition to the home run trot?
No, I've kind of been doing that. I think I've done it almost every homer this year, but I think sometimes it gets, I don't know, if I'm pumped up, it might get a little bit more exaggerated, but I've done it almost every homer this year, I think.
Well, that's on me then. I got to catch up. My bad. 17 home runs for the rookie, Carter Jensen. What's impressed you most about your teammates during this winning streak?
I think we're just playing loose. You know, we're having fun. You know, we're trusting everybody behind us, in front of us in the lineup. I just think that there's, you know, we're playing without pressure. I think, you know, earlier in the season, we're just, you know, we're obviously not where we want to be. But I think now we kind of just accepted it, and we're just not thinking about it. We're just out there playing, having fun, and, you know, good things are happening.
Two more questions for you, both about pitching. Can you describe what's made Noah Cameron so dominant over the past month?
I think just him understanding himself as a pitcher. And I think that's really helped him take it off. Obviously, he's calling his pitches now. And, you know, as catchers, we like to chime in every once in a while, try to call a couple pitches if we see something. But, yeah, we're just kind of giving him the reins. Just cause I think that he's become this mature pitcher who knows who he is, knows what his strengths are, and knows how to get guys out. And I think that's exactly what he's been doing.
And then final thing for you, again, thank you very much for the time. Steven Cruz gives up a leadoff double in the eighth. Nate Pearson gives up a leadoff double in the ninth. Neither one of them allow a run scored. What's standing out to you about those two giant right-handers?
Honestly, I think that they just have that kind of dog mentality. You know, they don't care if they give up hits, you know, to lead off an inning. You know, they know that they can get out of that inning just as easy. You know, I think that they've just really embraced the role that they're in. And they're both, like I said, have that dog mentality where somebody gets on a starting inning, they don't care. They're gonna hunker down. They're going to put their best stuff out there. And that's what they did tonight. You know, I think that's just the people they are, the players they are. And it's a lot of fun to be behind the plate for.
He has 43 extra base hits. That's the third most in Major League Baseball by a rookie. Carter Jensen, kind enough to join us. Carter, again, great job out there tonight, man. It's always a joy to watch you. Can't wait to watch you tomorrow afternoon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Carter Jensen, it'll be tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. A 6:15 first pitch. Michael Wacha on the hill. Yes, please. 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. That's Carter Jensen joining us from inside that victorious Royals clubhouse here at Kauffman Stadium. Royals have won 15 of their last 19 here at the friendly confines of the K. It's a 5-2 win. My game notes, as always, are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
And call Jays Southland Tow. We get back to your phone calls as the Royals have won a season-high 6 straight. More of your thoughts after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan.
Man, let Guaranteed Foods help you with the hassle of the weekend. Let them allow you to eliminate one of those hassles of the weekend, and that is those weekend trips to the grocery store where you're fighting over God knows what with God knows who for a bunch of stuff that's likely ultra-processed or loaded with preservatives and coloring and chemicals and a bunch of other stuff you can't even begin to pronounce. So instead of those weekend trips to the grocery store, let Guaranteed Foods handle it. We were talking chicken, beef, steaks, seafood, vegetables. Let Guaranteed Foods deliver it right to your door. Store it all for you. And so you save that time and you set your price, right? You're getting like 6 months of food, setting your price, so you don't have to worry about the fluctuation of your local grocery store and, oh boy, chicken's gone up, or the steaks are costing this much, hamburgers. Eliminate all those hassles, the coupon clipping, all of it. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com, and you know what? If you qualify and you like what you hear, just tell them that you heard it here on 96.5 The Fan. Let them know you heard about Guaranteed Foods from your boy Vern, and they'll throw in an additional 10% off your first two food supplies. Again, eliminate the weekend hassle with Guaranteed Foods.
888-5000
Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
He delivers. Jensen hits it in the air, deep center field. Clark's on the run, back toward the track, at the wall. It's gone! Carter Jensen, with his Children's Mercy Hospital cleats, hits one out for the kids.
Oh, way to go. Jake Eisenberg on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Carter Jensen's 443-foot blast to dead center field puts the boys up 4-2. Carter went left on left with that bad boy, too. Tyler Holton, I believe the best lefty they have in that bullpen. He falls behind Carter 3-1 and then gives him a 3-1 cutter just above the knees, out over the dish. And Carter just put a gorgeous swing on it. If you missed it, Jensen was nice enough to dial us up after this game. And yeah, said you can, you barely feel it when you get it that flush. I see Kathy from Los Angeles on the text line noticing that little hesitation around third base. Maybe a little extra swag going around third base tonight from Carter, but he says he's been doing that all year, you know. I swear I stay locked in, but apparently I've missed that. Apparently I've missed that. As Kathy put it, the Fernando Tatis hezzy around third base. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. So Carter hits a home run. Vinny had a leadoff home run as well. Vinny hitting his eighth. And Kyle Isbell opened up the inning with a home run. So Royals have a leadoff homer in the fifth, in the sixth, and in the seventh inning. Add it all up, and that's $150 being donated to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. As this year, we've partnered with KCUC, and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every homer the boys hit this year. Now, 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and listen, early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Schedule today at kcuc.com. Jensen's 17 home runs are the fourth most in Major League Baseball this season by a rookie. He's on pace for 21 big flies. That would be the fourth most in Royals history by a rookie. Royals extend their winning streak to a season high, 6 straight. And my question for you is this: what about this winning streak do you believe is real? What aspect, what facet of this winning streak are you believing? Is it the team? Is it the offense? Is it Steven Cruz or Nate Pearson in high leverage situations? My answer was Vinny Pasquantino. How about you? 913-586-7965. Let's go to Skyler from Hutchinson, Kansas. Skyler, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, lifelong Royals fan here, been through the ups and the downs. What's really difficult for me during this win streak is obviously the talent in this team has the ability to do something like this. How do we get this to happen in April, in May? And it's not that the team can't win, it's the belief that they can win or going and doing it early in the year. That way when we get to August, it's not too little too late. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate you placing it, Skyler. If you heard Carter Jensen when he dialed us up earlier, he basically said the exact same thing that Jamie on the text line, a season ticket holder, is saying. You know, this is the most relaxed this ball club has been all year, right? But that's why I ask the question I'm asking. You know, what about this winning streak is real? Because Sure, they're playing free and easy right now. But game one next season against the Minnesota Twins, when your expectations, Skyler, and my expectations are going to be for this team to contend, to be in the mix, maybe to vie for a division title. There's going to be pressure. A lot of pressure. And you go back to this April, and the only guy that really seemed to consistently, I can't even say consistently. I mean, Bob was good in April. Michael was good in April. But Massey was hurt. Vinny struggled. Salvi struggled. Yeah, Jensen was good, but he, I mean, those were his first few games. Cag struggled. And now next April, there's going to be even more pressure on Vinny. Even more pressure on Michael. Even more pressure on all of them. Bobby, Salvi, Izzy, Massey, so on. Cags. Now, Cags won't be a, will he become a star? Won't he become a star? What is Jack Caglione? That's not going to be a question next year on opening day. The question next year on opening day when it comes to Caglione is he going to hit 40 home runs? So I love the fact that they're playing free and easy, but that's what comes with being 18 games under 500 with 32 games to go. You better play free and easy. I mean, unless you're playing for your contract, I mean, that's the only possible pressure you could feel right now. So the fact that they're free and easy, it's great. But that actually, in my opinion, makes this winning streak more difficult to believe in. So what about this streak is real? 913-586-7965. Elliot was in the building. He was one of the near 30,000 to show up on this Friday night. Elliot, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just want to say great game tonight. The fireworks are awesome. I don't have much to say other than it was a pleasure shaking your hand. It was great to meet you. And yeah, hope you have a great night. So that's all I got.
I appreciate you swinging by. I shook your hand, and then I realized you were kind of a younger dude. And I know when I was your age, I was an idiot. So I'm thinking, hang on, is this guy messing with me? Is there some on my hand? No, you're just a good dude, Elliot, and I appreciate it, brother. Elliot from Olathe, a quality young man. Josh Vernier from Michigan, not so quality when I was Elliot's age. Let's go to Weissnoff in Kansas City. You're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as the Royals win 5-2. What's happening, brother?
How are you going, Vern? I thought that the Royals played very good tonight and that we need to play better at the beginning of the season to, you know, when it gets to this point of the season that we can make a stronger push for the playoffs. But I think that Jack Caglione is one of the main reasons that we are doing so good right now. You know, he has just been very dominant the past 19 games, and I think that is a very strong reason. I was also one of the 30,000 at the game tonight.
Nice.
And it was amazing. It was a great atmosphere. Thank you.
Yeah, well, nice to hear from you. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Cags was the only member of the starting lineup not to reach base tonight. Royals win 5-2. The Royals are now 4-1 this season when more than 29,000 turn out to Kauffman Stadium. 4-1. Let's go to Roma. Roma was in the building tonight. Roma, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Oh, this is so much fun. I even get to talk to you tonight. What a night it has been for me. You know, I'm 87, and I don't know how much longer I'll get to see the Royals, but I have absolutely had the night of my life. I had so much fun, and a shout out to the Royals and the way they treat their fans. I was in a wheelchair, and Peggy, bless her heart, pushed me all over that place tonight, and she was so very kind, and I got to go down, and I got to have my picture taken with Daniel Lynch, and Bobby and who? Colbert. Oh, Colbert. What a sweet little darling guy he is. And, you know, I asked Bobby, I said, do you still talk to your dad at night, and he said, every night. Oh, we have not the best ball players, but the most kindest ball players. And it was just, oh, Vern, you have no idea what a night this was for me. Oh, and I had my picture taken with Neil Jones.
Yeah.
And, oh, you don't know when you're my age what a thrill it is to talk to such decent young men. And it was just a wonderful night. And all I can say is God bless. Okay.
Roma, terrific phone call. Are you still with us? She left. I wanted to, hey, you're telling me you're 87. I have some questions for you. I want to know, who's your favorite player? What's your first memory? Tell me that first trip to a ballpark. Any of our young baseball fans out there listening, if you're lucky enough to have your grandmother, your grandfather in your life, start asking questions. It's all a rerun to them. Start asking questions. And how about Roma? She said, shout out to Daniel Lynch. 87-year-old with the shout out. I love it. Roma, you might be my favorite. What a night. What a night. There's no way anybody can follow up that phone call, so let's hear from the winning pitcher. That's not too shabby, right? Noah Cameron picks up the win. He's now 8-8 on the season. He goes 5 innings. Now, keep in mind, Noah Cameron throws a career-high 115 pitches just less than a week ago. Tonight, 5 innings, 85 pitches, but 5 shutout innings, only two hits, 2 punch-outs, and again, he's now 8-8 on the season. Let's hear what he had to say after the game inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, you're going to take scoreless outings no matter what. Obviously got, a lot of pitches, a lot more pitches, I think, than usual. Lately. But it was good. A lot of good cutters, kind of lean on the cutter, change up tonight, not a lot of fastballs. I thought, a lot of weak contact, and you're going to, take it every night.
How are you feeling physically right now?
Yeah, I feel good. Kind of one of those, they've kind of tried to been deloading me, for a couple weeks now. Obviously last week, it was like, hey, we're not deloading this week. Just throwing really well, obviously. But yeah, we had, conversations all week. I was, trying to like, no, I'm good. Let's keep going. But obviously, battled a lot of, high pressure pitches tonight, and definitely was a okay time for me, physically and mentally to have a little bit of a break.
Along those lines that Andy's asking, does the body feel different coming off of a 9-inning complete game?
Feels better, actually. I think when you pitch good, it's easier to feel good. Obviously the brain does a lot of things. When you're pitching good, it's easy to hide, I guess, little things or just to feel, just to actually like physically feel good. When you're pitching bad, it's a little bit easier to feel bad. So I think I felt really good, the last few weeks.
Vinny, very much joking, tongue in cheek, called it a 5-and-dive, which no one thinks that it was that. But were you expecting at that point at 85 that he was going to pull the plug?
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew, obviously, top of the order, middle of the order is kind of coming up there. I was definitely ready to go. Definitely ready to go back out. Give 100 pitches, just like usual. But obviously, he came over and I was like, okay, let's go. That's fine. Ready to get back in the saddle for 100 pitches or something next week. So definitely was just situation called for it.
Last week you would have fought him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. No, I was ready to go last week. Keep going. So
was the cutter.
There you go. That is Noah Cameron following his 8th win of the season. Audio courtesy of Royals TV. I want to offer some quick clarity on Noah Cameron. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up in just a second. But clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Let them provide clarity around your financial future. Allow me to present clarity around the 27-year-old St. Joseph product, Noah Cameron, who in his last 6 outings has thrown 42 2/3 innings with an ERA of 1.05. The last Royals pitcher that's been able to match those numbers Zach Greinke in September of 2009 as he was finishing off his Cy Young Award-winning campaign. But what's really eye-popping about this stretch from Noah Cameron, you heard me snicker earlier when I noted he's only allowed two hits in tonight's game. Five innings, two hits. Now, sure, he issued three walks, so five base runners in five innings. But I want to focus on those base hits and just how much he's locked up the opposition. In these six outings, 42 and two-thirds innings while holding opponents to a batting average of 109. That is the best in Royals franchise history. There has never been a six-outing stretch by any pitcher logging this many innings with an opponent's batting average better than the 109 mark put forth by Noah Cameron. It is clearly the best in Major League Baseball in that time span and the best in the near 60-year history of this franchise. Again, that clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Do you have a financial plan? Do you know if you're going to have enough to retire? If not, you need the Private Wealth team at UMB. They'll work with you to reduce the noise and provide a clear financial plan. Go to umb.com/private wealth to schedule an appointment today. Advisory services offered by investment advisor representatives through UMB Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Royals win 5-2. Royals are now 9-4 this season when wearing those snazzy City Connect uniforms. Let's go to Jim in Lenexa. Jim, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, just doing wonderful. Hey,
nice.
Cool question. Long-time listener, first-time caller, but I enjoy your show almost every day because you do a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Very nice of you.
So I guess the first thing I have to ask is, you know, I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and I moved down here in 94 with a job transfer. But so I've seen a lot of the good guys in 85 when they're still in the minors. Mm-hmm. And now I'm here now watching this team. And question I have for you, because you're closer to it than I am, is I see Cags and I see Jensen where they have improved. You have Bobby and now you have Vinny back. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Perez is starting to hit like he should. What is your expectation for the rest of the year? And what is your expectation for the rest of the year? Because, again, you're closer to the team than we all are. Sure. Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the phone call, but I don't think you need to be close to the team to have expectations. I don't think I'm going to say anything that you couldn't say, to be quite honest with you. My expectations for the rest of this year? I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's their fault, but I don't have any, really. And I'm not one that's going to celebrate them playing hard. This is professional baseball. If you don't want to play hard, there's a bunch of dudes that will. So you get no credit for me for being relentless. Every Major League Baseball team is relentless, okay? So the win-loss record, they've already screwed that up, the players. And the injuries, sure. So winning down the stretch, it'd be nice. I much prefer winning post-game shows. But I can't say that that's my expectation. I just don't believe enough in the pitching staff to say that my expectation is that they continue to roll down the stretch. Now, I can tell you when I'm driving to the ballpark every single day, what excites me first and foremost is watching Bobby Witt Jr. Jack Caglione's become number two on that list. You know, Vinny Pasquantino, boy, I love Vinny. We all love Vinny. So I would love to see him finish strong. not only because I'm a fan of his, but I'm a fan of the Royals, and you want Vinny's trade value to return to where it was a year ago. Not that you're going to move him, but you might need to, and you would like for him to be viewed as the well-rounded hitter that we know him to be. He got away from that in the first half of the season, and, well, certainly of late, he looks like the guy that I deemed the undeniable one. Because whether it was a microphone in his hand or a baseball bat in his hand, he was not going to be denied. You could not deny that Vinny is entertaining behind a mic, and nobody could deny that Vinny was a tough out at the dish. So I would love to see the return of the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. But do I expect it? Maybe. Yeah, okay, you know what? Maybe that's my expectation, is for the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino to return. Carter Jensen, I don't have expectations. I just root for him. I want him to finish off what's been an outstanding rookie campaign. But honestly, whatever happens in these final 32 games has no bearing on game one of 2027. So my expectation is, Vinny finishes strong, and that's about it. The rest of it, I'm just watching, gathering info, hoping that Steven Cruz and Nate Pearson and Connor Thomas and Alex Lang can look good and can be parts of this bullpen in 2027. I want Noah Cameron to stay healthy, Michael Walken, Seth Lugo to stay healthy. So yeah, it's not so much the expectations I have as much as it's desires and hopes and wishes. I hope that suffices, Jim. I know it's kind of a weak answer, but I'm just being honest with you. I appreciate it. Royals are on pace to finish the year with a record of 70-92. Let's go to Jake in Kansas City. Jake, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to answer your question. What we believe in about the winning streak?
Yeah, what about this winning streak do you think is real?
I'm going to say the in-house competition, and you tell me if I'm off base, but okay. I wonder if Izzy's feeling Tyler Tolbert nipping at the heels a little bit.
Wow,
and you just mentioned the bullpen. It's wide open to be the guy, right? Like
yep.
The high leverage mm-hmm. guy. And I wonder if that is maybe firing him up a little bit. Like who's going to be the
sure.
the high leverage? Who's going to be the eighth and ninth guy? And I
yeah.
think that might be what gets us more wins than losses in the next 30 games, as you just mentioned. And also I'm an East Coast to West Coast or to Midwest transplant, and the Red Sox had a pretty historic month.
Sure.
You know, maybe the Royals can do them one better. I'm not saying they're going to make the seat, but maybe they can put together.
Yeah, you send Peyton Tully and Sonny Gray our way? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah,
but that's,
we'll see.
That's
why not?
I think the team is kind of competing against themselves right now. Like even Vinny is just trying to get his value back. Everybody's trying to sort of reprove themselves, sort of thing. So that's where it is for me. And I think maybe it carries us to like an enjoyable end of the season. But yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. That's a terrific phone call, Jake. Hope we get to hear from you more often down the stretch. As far as Kyle Isbell, even if it's not Tyler Tolbert's performance that has him feeling someone gaining on him, Kyle Isbell has plenty to play for. Next year's his walk year. Kyle Isbell will be approaching free agency at this time next season. And there's no doubt about it that Izzy is an amazing center fielder as far as going and getting it, right? I mean, that's why he was tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, because he went and got it. A sliding catch coming in, a terrific ranging catch to the warning track in right center field. Yeah, Izzy's a stud out there, but his arm is subpar. His speed is average at best, and his bat is well below average. I mean, of the 30 center fielders in Major League Baseball that have received the most plate appearances, Izzy's OPS coming into the night was bottom three. So Isbell has to prove that he's an everyday center fielder. Not for next year. That might be his job. It likely will be his job. But he needs to prove to the rest of Major League Baseball that I'm an everyday center fielder in 2028. I'm more than just a fourth outfielder, a late game defensive replacement. No, Izzy has a lot to prove. And then as far as the bullpen is concerned, I mean, shoot, I'm up in the press box the other day and one of my media friends looks over and says, they should just have open tryouts for the bullpen. You know, let fans participate and vie for a spot in this Royals bullpen. And I turn to him and say, isn't that what they're doing, basically? Every night here in the big leagues, every night down in AAA and in AA, it's an audition for the Royals pitching staff in 2027. Steven Cruz right now is the early leader. He has the most upside. But Nate Pearson, Connor Thomas, I mentioned Alex Lang, the Carlos Duran young man that was just sent down to Omaha. There are Lucas Erceg down in Omaha. Jake, great phone call, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Let's go back to the Golden Oak Lending phone line, and let's go to Dirty Kurt in Wichita. Dirty Kurt, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Good evening. Try to address your question of what I believe in about this winning streak.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty obvious. It's what the answer usually is. It's Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay.
over the last 10 games, he's hitting .350. He scored 13 runs. I mean, Q alluded to this in his post game. He said when Bobby's hitting the way he is, it makes it easier on everybody else. They follow him.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think we're trying too hard, but I think it's his defense is there as usual. Hey, I have a quick question if I could.
Of course.
Moving the fences in, have you noticed that's made any material difference for the offense this year?
No. I'd say it's a push for Royals and the opponent. I honestly, by my count, I think it's something like 3 home runs apiece. Royals have gained 3 home runs. The opponents have gained 3 home runs. That's just off the top of my head, though.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Thanks. Dirty Kurt checking in from Wichita. Now, I agree that Bobby is the truth. But he's not doing anything in this 6-game winning streak that he wasn't doing in the 9 games before. So I don't... Kurt, I appreciate the phone call. I'm not trying to, ask a question, then, oh, I don't like your answer. Shouldn't do that, but... I mean, Bob's hitting .338 since returning from the injured list. 17 games, batting .338. What about this 6-game winning streak are you believing? And you know what? As I repeat the question, maybe Dirty Kurt is right, because maybe what the Dirt Man is trying to tell us is all of it is fugazi, other than Bob. And he might have a point. He might. Let's go to Luke in Topeka. Luke, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Luke, what facet of this winning streak are you a believer in?
None of it. None of it whatsoever, Bert.
All right.
Yep. That's what I was here to call about. I just can't wait for you guys to hype the Royals back up. You're in March and April.
Nobody's doing that. That's why I'm asking this question.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you're going to be here in March 2020.
No, you can listen to the show. You can listen to the show, and I always keep it real. You can listen to every postgame show.
Always do that, Mr.
Luke, you don't lump me in with the rest of these people. Listen to every single postgame show after the A series. You don't hear me say one thing positive about the team.
I'm saying come March and April. you will be.
About this winning streak, I'll bring it up in March and April?
I'm saying you're going to be hyping up the team again because we had a nice winning streak in August and September. Yeah.
So you don't respect me then, do you, Luke?
Not really, Vern, no.
Okay, well then let's just get to it. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. I appreciate it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justine in Gladstone. You're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Good to talk to you. Nice to hear from you. I didn't hear the beginning of this show. I was watching the concert afterwards. I just wanted to say that this part of the season is about making memories. I came out for my birthday and brought my daughter and her boyfriend, who are about to start their senior year. We've been coming to Royals game as season ticket holders since 2016. Finally decided to make it after the series. And so 10 years of bringing her to Royals games and just bringing it in and going home with the win and letting her see some of that and remember from her nostalgia and my nostalgia. And so, you know, I'm excited about what 27 might bring. Hopefully we have baseball and where we're headed. We're a young team, and I just look forward to the pitching hopefully getting better and then the offense just being consistent. I think the thing that makes people what they're doing right now is there's no pressure. I need to see the Royals perform under pressure.
Right. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, Justina, we touched on that. Thanks for the phone call. Carter Jensen said as much when he was nice enough to dial us up earlier in the program. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. The Rally Mantis is talking about how the boys are 8.5 games back of the wild card. Okay. 8.5 back with 32 to play and just about every team in the American League still ahead of you. Buzz writes in on the text line, Vern, the boys are 5-0 since Vinny returned. If you can't start believing in 2027, what's the point in even being a fan then? Charlie and Don are loving on Noah Cameron on the text line, and Bobby Bearcats shouting out his section mates, section 239. He says, thanks guys for helping me start the wave. Royals wave goodbye to the Tigers with a 5-2 series opening victory. Now, they'll see him again, so they'll say hello tomorrow. Michael Wacha on the hill, going opposite fellow right-hander Drew Anderson.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Anderson. It's a 6:15 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock, and we get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan.
Yeah, Guaranteed Foods, man. What a difference it can make for you and your family. And really, that's one of the reasons why not every household qualifies for Guaranteed Foods. Got to make sure that credit is right. Sorry, Luke and Topeka, you probably don't qualify. But for those of you that do, trust me, it'll change everything. It'll get the family, the kids, excited for dinner, excited for lunch every single day because the options are endless. They could even be a part of selecting, if you choose, selecting what's going to be for lunch, for dinner, because the healthy choices will make it so much easier to make sure that they're eating right. Even when you're away, right? Even when you're at work, you can make sure they're not using those delivery apps or going up to the local fast food joint. No need, because with Guaranteed Foods, whatever they crave is almost certainly already on hand. It's already been delivered and stored away by Guaranteed Foods. Man, schedule your one-on-one consultation, and if you qualify, again, if you decide to give them a try, you'll receive an additional 10% off your first two food supplies. Now, my wife and I, we get a food supply every 6 months. So we're talking about 10% off your first two food supplies. I mean, you can do the quick math. That's a year's worth of food, 10% off. Yeah, sign me. Well, I'm already signed up. Sign yourself up. Guaranteed Foods.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Fly ball right field off the bat of Isbell. Well hit, deep, and gone. Home run, Kyle Isbell. He doubles the Royals' lead. It's 2-0.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Izzy puts the boys up 2-0 as Tigers starting pitcher Troy Melton yanked a 2-1 heater. He wanted it down and away to the left-handed hitting Izzy, but Melton yanks it and leaves it down and in to Isbell. So it's a 94-mile-per-hour fastball in his nitro zone, and he takes it over the right field wall. His fifth home run of the season, his 28th career home run, which ties him with Royals Hall of Famer Freddie Patek. Izzy was tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. One of three Royals to go deep tonight. Vinny and Carter Jensen also went bridge. Update from the minor leagues. Royals, one of the Royals' top prospects, catcher Blake Mitchell, who I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck Show because he was having a horrible week in Dayton, Ohio with the A-ball team. Mitchell was 0-16 with 13 strikeouts for the week when he came to the plate tonight in Dayton, in the ninth inning, and belted his 21st home run of the season, a two-run shot. 21 home runs has Blake Mitchell with the third most big flies in the Midwest League. One other note from the minor league ranks, down in AAA, the aforementioned Lucas Urseg faced the minimum in a scoreless eighth inning. Urseg needed 10 pitches, 5 strikes. He got a ground out, issued a walk, but then received a perfect ground ball for the inning-ending double play. So Lucas Urseg picks up the win and puts up a zero for the Omaha Storm Chasers. All right, let's go to Quinn in Kansas City. Quinn, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as the Royals win 5-2 to extend their winning streak to a season-high 6 games. I'm wondering, what facet of the streak are you believing in?
I'm with Luke, who called a little bit ago. I don't believe in much of it because we do this every August and September to give us hope for the next season. So I agree with him on that, but I disagree with him when he said that you aren't a real one, Vern. I mean, come on, I listen to you every day. You're positive, negative, you're right in the middle every time. So I appreciate that about you.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you as well.
Sure.
So when it comes to next season, I'm looking forward to 2027. And I know for the starting rotation that Noah, Michael, and Lugo are all locked. But who do you see taking those last two spots? Since we traded away Bubich, Reagans is injury prone. Who knows if he'll be healthy by that time next year?
He won't be.
The emergence of Dobnak and Avila. What do you think is our starting rotation come opening day of 2027?
Yeah, I think it's two guys that are not in the organization right now. Let me put it a better way. It better be two guys that are not in the organization right now. In my opinion, because, listen, I'm just going off of what the owner, who sat right there and told me, we're throwing money at the rotation. It's on the front office to rebuild the bullpen, but I'll throw money at the rotation. So you got to go spend money and go find another Michael Wacha. That's what they got to do. It's not going to be cheap. Not going to be cheap at all. Kevin Gausman. Love for Kevin Gausman. I said last week, I'd love to see the Royals make a trade with the Angels for lefty Reed Detmers. He's got 2 years left of team control. 2 years left, both arbitration years. That's going to cost you a pretty penny. I mentioned Blake Mitchell. I'd trade Blake Mitchell. I'd trade any prospect, even the one you love, whether it's that 17-year-old down in the Dominican Summer League, you love him, I'd trade him. The 18-year-old in A-ball, Kendery Churio, you love him, don't you? I'd trade him. If the Angels would take Churio and Blake Mitchell, Churio and Josh Hammond, I don't care. We have Bobby, Cags, and Carter. One of the greatest homegrown trios, talent-wise, potential-wise, one of the greatest homegrown trios that we've seen in this organization. I'm not worried about a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old like David Shields. Trade him. Reed Detmers with the Angels. Would the Astros trade a Hunter Brown, who also has 2 years of team control? Do you try to take a reclamation project? Someone that's coming off injury? Looking to rebuild their value? Maybe. Maybe Chris Bubich is that guy. Maybe Zach Gallen is that guy. Maybe you go find upper 30s veteran free agent. A Matthew Boyd, the lefty with the Chicago Cubs. Again, you dip your toe into the free agent waters fishing for pitching, you'll get some bites, but boy, are they going to be expensive. But hey, if ownership's willing to throw money at the issue, and they acknowledge they need to present a winner for this city next season, well then, no. I need two starting pitchers that are as good as Michael Wacha. And then you got to backfill in Omaha. So honestly, this team needs to add like four starting pitchers and five or six relief pitchers this offseason. They need to rebuild an entire pitching staff. Between the big leagues and Omaha combined, you're rebuilding an entire pitching staff. In my opinion. Quinn, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Vicky and Shawnee. Vicky, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I just have to say that Rona, that 87-year-old, he was priceless. You know, that's why I listen to it, because of the wonderful callers. And I hope she calls back and says who her favorite player is. She's not too far from my age. And just a precious lady. And I just don't understand your question about being real. I enjoy competitive baseball. You know, I didn't bite my nails tonight. I enjoyed it. I was calm the entire time.
Wow.
And it's been very good. You know, a 6 wins, maybe a 7th. But as long as we have baseball, let's enjoy and, you know, have our fish and our broccoli and our other vegetables.
What?
Because I don't eat junk food either. I am not a junk food person. I will never eat junk food.
Well, I eat junk food. I just don't like it in my house. So,
well, no, I don't.
There's
have
tons
it
at the ballpark, and I horse it down every night. I'm a pig.
Well, that's okay.
Okay,
you know, because your junk food has its place. But I'm trying to stay healthy because, you know, there's no
gotta
one
stay
to
lean.
Take care. Of. I have no one to take care of me, you know, and I got to take care of myself.
Sure.
So,
and you're doing a great job, Vicky.
And I just enjoy the baseball
because
it's fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't panic or anything. I was just going, oh, I hope he leaves him in. I hope he leaves Cameron in, but he didn't.
No.
But, you know, then I have to go outside.
But you're
going to
need Cameron next year. That's the thing. You know, Vicky, thanks for the phone call. 2026 is a wrap. You need to make sure that Noah Cameron's at his best in 2027. So 85 pitches, 5 innings, that's good enough in my book. 5 scoreless innings, good enough in my book. We'll see Noah Cameron again coming up on this upcoming road trip. We'll see him pitch in Toronto. Royals open up a 3-game series in Toronto starting on Tuesday night. And then it's a weekend set in Cleveland starting on Friday before the boys return home to open up the final month of the season, opening up the final month against the Miami Marlins. Speaking of that Tuesday night game against the Marlins on September 1st, you'll have a chance to win a pair of those tickets. All weekend long right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's a $1 dog night. And I'll be giving away a pair of these tickets each and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch on our nightly trivia game that we play. So tomorrow's game starts at 6:15, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show at 5 o'clock. So start listening tomorrow at 5 o'clock. You'll have a chance to win those tickets. I don't have to tell Dan and KCK that. He already knows that. Dan, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, great night by the rolls. Yeah, I'll tell you what I do believe in this winning streak. Everybody's so relaxed and not giving away bats. And I heard Michael Massey a few nights ago, Josh, on the postgame show. Yeah, he was talking about how relaxed they are and they continue winning and the other teams stumble. So they have nothing to lose. And he said anything is possible. So anything's possible. They're just competing at bats. So that's why I'm liking what I'm seeing. So let's take care of business tomorrow. With Waka. And my brother John asked me, what's the Royals' longest winning streak? He forgot 1977 when they won 16 in a row from August to September. And that winning streak, everybody contributed. Mayberry, George Brett, everybody. So let's take care of business tomorrow. Take care of yourself, John.
Man, oh man, 16 straight. How about that? Dan, thanks for the phone call. We talked about Bobby Witt Jr. earlier and him just throwing laser beams all over the diamond tonight. Bob with a single in the first inning, exit velo of 107. He punched out in his next at-bat, but in the fifth inning with a man on first and nobody out, he smoked one with an exit velo of 109 to center field. And then exit velo in the seventh inning of his ground ball, 112 miles per hour. Bob's a bad dude. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett's also a bad dude. He carves things into the back of his head. Right, Garrett?
Yeah, thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And the Royals, you know, they keep the winning streak going. And tonight was a little bit of a different set of just pounding the ball and getting base hits. They had the long ball tonight, which I believe the guy that was pitched for Detroit does not allow very many runs and has been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the past month or so, but not tonight. Wasn't his night, and I just hope that it continues tomorrow as I will be out there. But I have two questions about potential targets in the offseason. What do you think about signing Casey Mize to a deal and trading for or signing for Shota Imanaga? I'll listen off air, Vern.
Yeah, Shota. That's a good one. See, I'm a fan of Shota, especially with the way that he's finishing. I think he might be a touch too pricey, and I hate saying that because it sounds like I'm carrying the water for the organization. You know, Shota's about to turn 33. You know what? I mean, does he take a two-year deal with an option for a third? Yeah. I don't know if I'd be opposed to that, right? A two-year deal. I think you'd get like $20 million per, though. That's the problem. I'll tell you this. I like Shota in free agency. I like Shota more than going after Casey Mize in free agency. Yeah, because Mize is quite a bit younger. So if I'm Casey Mize, I don't think I need a prove-it deal. I think I'm looking for long-term security. Yeah, Mize is going to be 30 next season. So if I'm Mize's representation, you know, I'm hoping for 3-4 years. And if I'm the Royals, I'm not interested in going much beyond two with an option for a third. And I don't know if a 29-year-old is looking for a two-year deal. But Shota Imanaga of the Chicago Cubs. I thought he was a free agent to be. Doesn't look like it. Yeah, no. See, Fangraph says he's a free agent after this season. Baseball Reference says something quite opposite. If he's a free agent, I would rather have Shota than Casey Mize. If Imanaga's under Cubs control for multiple more seasons, yeah, I would make that trade. Yeah, Garrett, I'm with you. Yeah, Cubs have a few interesting. I mean, shoot, when the Cubs were here, they had a guy pitch the ninth inning. Javier Assad pitched the ninth inning when the Cubs were up by, you know, like half a dozen runs. Javier Assad would be in the rotation right now if he's a Royal. Cubs are so talent rich, both in position players and in pitching. Yeah, you can take a pick. You know, Gausman's there. Imanaga and the aforementioned Matthew Boyd. Yeah, I'd be down with all of them. I'm happy that we have Michael Wacha going tomorrow. Happy that Michael Wacha is going to be a part of this team next season. But, man, to expect Wacha to duplicate what he's done this year, to do what he's done the past 2 years and this year, to think that's going to continue. Not that he's going to have a massive drop-off, but, you know, I'm not sure that the arrow is pointing up with Wacha. Maybe it stays the same. Maybe we get a repeat performance, but I don't know if it's going up. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. But Michael Wacha on the hill tomorrow. He squares off with fellow right-hander Drew Anderson. It's a 6:15 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. People still piling out of the K. Looks like that concert just ended. Man, a lot of you guys stuck it out for that concert. Good for you. Thanks to James Howell back at the studio. How are you? Good concert? You like it? Yeah, good. James, appreciate the help as always, buddy. Royals fans, again, we're back at it Saturday, 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
He's done it! Salvador Perez, number 318 in his career.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
What a play! Michael Massey and Tyler Tolbert combined to get two
Subscribe to All Things Vern wherever you get your podcasts. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!